This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at cattle for Friday, April 12th. Well, cattle markets yesterday getting a bit of an updraft, you know, trying to form a little bit more of a stable pattern here. We did start out lower, then the market managed to reverse back up. So, you know, an encouraging sign in the cattle space where, you know, it's been on quite a slide here over the last few weeks. And the market seems to be stabilizing. It's not really able to sustain much to the upside, but we are finding buyers willing to step up and hold these positions at these price levels. The supply-demand report yesterday showed that beef production is expected to be up 120 million pounds this year, mostly on increased slaughter weights and an increase in slaughter numbers, at least temporarily. Exports were increased 20 million pounds to 2.8 billion pounds, and the average price was increased $2 to $185. Export sales yesterday for beef, 13,600 tons. Japan took 3,700, Japan 2,700, China took 1,800. Pork export sales at 47,400, Mexico took 19,700, South Korea 9,200, China took 7,200, Japan took 6,900. So pretty solid numbers in the exports for both beef and pork. In the cash trade, getting some bigger numbers rolling at continuing to see weaker prices on the Fed trade. Looks like we're going to average around 184 this week, which is down 3 from last week. Dress trade at 295 is down 2 from last week. Box beef was mixed. Choice was up 14 cents at 298. Select was down 87 cents at 295. The spread gained $1. We're sitting at 322. Movement was 124 loads. Slaughter rate yesterday, 124,000 head. For the week, that puts us at 482,000. That is up 8,000 from last week, and it's down 3,000 from a year ago. On the feeder cattle cash markets for Wednesday, trading around 4,800 head, average price 246.82. So that's up $11 from just the previous day, and that's the highest we've seen since last Friday. So the cash trade getting a pretty big boost on Wednesday. The average, the 7-day average was down 185. We're sitting at 243.64. So we should see that 7-day average start to prop back up on these higher cash markets. So I would think this higher cash trade would support the futures market, at least in the feeder cattle. The weaker Fed cash trade is probably going to keep a lid on the live cattle market. The weaker stock market obviously has been part of the drag on cattle futures as well. So some headwinds that have clearly been an issue for the cattle complex. The cash trade is definitely a drag on the futures. The box beef values trying to stabilize here after getting quite a bit of a slide. It seems like, you know, we have some pretty choppy action there too as well. The volume has definitely picked up over the last couple weeks. But we are nearing the end of the time window when you tend to see your seasonal highs, when the retailers have pretty much bought up what they're going to, anticipating the spring, you know, grilling season. This usually is a very strong demand period, so this is going to be a good test of the market. The fear about the economic issues, the stock market on quite a slide here over the last couple weeks, you know, is that going to be a bigger drag on the cattle space? We'll find out just what the consumer is feeling here over these next few weeks. If we suddenly see the retailers being overstocked with beef, then we know we've got a problem heading into the summer, when we're going to see bigger slaughter numbers than normal because of the displacement on the placement patterns. The big storms in January pushed a lot of those calves back into placements into February, so that kind of narrows us up into that, you know, July-August time window, which is normally a weak seasonal period anyway for cattle prices. Now we're going to see a little bump in numbers. The weights have been heavier all year. So that could be a time window when the cattle market really struggles. In the bigger picture, you likely will see herd expansion begin in earnest this year. So that's a very strong undertone to the market itself, especially the feeder cattle market, but also the beef market. Headed down the road, you're going to see just fewer and fewer numbers coming into the feedlots. So I think that is going to underpin any major breaks in the market, but whatever kind of weakness that develops over the summer into that probably a July or August seasonal low, I think will set us up for some fairly good moves to the upside over the next year or two. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This is Ben Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.